Hey, fuckers. We're back. And we're going to keep doing our podcast contest with Luke. But first, would you rather... I got a question for you. Would you rather your shirts always be two sizes too big? Or always one size too small? And I'll let you think about that. Because... I got my brother from another mother. Luke Bikin's here. And he's going against JC in the podcast contest round one.
Better win that.
And he said he better win that.
Those topics were so lame.
Talking shit right out of the gate.
Like, that's all I'll say.
The topics were...
That episode was weak. Probably your worst one.
Worst?
Out of the 40-something you've had, bottom three for sure. Bottom three.
Oh my God. That's so rough.
Hey, that's the way it's got to be, man.
Luke has me drive. It said 35 minutes to get here, but it was really more like 25. He made me drive 25 minutes to see his fucking Forrest Whitaker ass looking dog. His dog has a lazy eye.
No, it's not a lazy eye. She has black hair around her eye that makes it look lazy. It makes her look like Forrest Whitaker.
Just a little bit.
She's cute, though.
The $7,000 dog.
Oh, man. $200 at the beginning. Turned into $7,000.
One and a half lungs.
One and a half lungs, for sure.
What about your clock?
Oh, man.
You said...
The clock.
You said there was an issue with the clock.
I wouldn't say an issue, but the story of the clock. We were in California. I was in the Marines. We get an invite from the Padres to go to a dinner for all the season ticket holders. We're the guest of honor. So there's like 10 of us. And at the beginning, we're just like walking around. We're meeting everybody, meeting the players, like just cool stuff because we're like the guests of honor, right? So we get this table. They have like, you know, auctions and gift baskets and stuff that people are bidding on. But during the live auction, I see on the paper, there's a grandfather clock. And the grandfather clock is valued at $1,500, apparently. So, I tell everybody at my table, hey, if the bid starts off at $500, I'm bidding on it. And they're like, no, you're not. I'm like, I'm serious. So, before the clock, they're doing all this other stuff, like bottles of wine and stuff. And all these people, since we're the guests of honor, they're buying us bottles of wine, like in an auction for like $200 a piece and giving them to our table. And they were disgusting.
That was gross.
Disgusting. I had like a sip, but I was like, man, I got to drink the rest of it because I feel bad. Then the clock finally comes up. The guy starts off. So we'll start off the bin at $500. Right when he says $500, I jump out of my seat. Right here. Scream. He's like, all right, so the Marine in the back wants the clock for $500. Does anybody want to outbid the Marine? So the whole time he's talking about like that I'm a Marine. And everybody's like, man, they're our guests of honor. Do we really want to be an asshole and outbid this guy? So the clock's valued at $1,500. It started off at $500. Everybody's walking around looking like nobody else wants auctions. These little girls are like walking around getting people's names and stuff. Nobody else wants to bid on it. So going once, twice, sold to me, right? After that, all these random people keep walking up because they're the rich people. They're the ones that donate all the money to the Padres. And they walk up to me and they want to give me money for the clock. And I'm like, no, I want the clock. He's like, no, just take the money for your stupid investment. I was like, stupid?
They gave you money?
They tried to. I didn't take it. I was like, who do you think I am? Like, you think I'm a broke guy? Like, I bought a clock. I like the clock. Look at the clock. It's a beautiful clock. And he said it was stupid, which offended me. So I kind of told him to leave nicely.
Your stupid investment.
Well, when they were auctioning it off, they said that it came with free delivery. After the thing, they come up to me. You got a truck here to take it home? I was like, what do you mean? They said delivery. He's like, no, you need to take it tonight because we're leaving all of our stuff tonight. So I don't know what to tell you. You need to get it out of here. Couldn't get it that night. I was in a little car. So the next day, me and my buddy went up there. Maybe it was 2 days later. I don't know, but we went to the guy's house, the guy who brought the clock originally. So he had to package it back up, take it home. I went to his house. His wife walked out with Girl Scout cookies and, like, Mountain Dews. I don't really like Mountain Dew, but I took it. And... yeah, I got the clock.
How'd you get it back here?
And then I shipped it back here. They shipped it for me. They wrapped it all up and...
This sounds like more than $500.
It's worth $1,500. But I only paid $500 for it.
only that was the price of your dog.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know why I wrote this down, but I was super high at the park the other day, and I was watching this hawk fly. It was pretty, it was intense.
Yeah.
Dude, there were so many of them. It wasn't just one hawk. It was maybe like 7 or 8 just circling around something that was dead.
Wait. So how did it look when it was flying? Because we were playing a game the other night.
Uh-oh.
Telestrations. You ever heard of it?
No.
Awesome game. It's like telephone when you're younger, right?
Yeah.
But you draw it out. Ooh. And it goes around in a big circle.
And everybody has to draw it?
So, all right, like, so we pick a word. We pick a card. On the roll the dice, whatever number it is, you look at the card. 3. It says hawk. I had a hawk the other day. I don't know how to draw a hawk. So you write it down on your card, and then you have to try to draw it. You pass to the next person. They have to guess what you drew. And then the next person after them has to draw what they guessed. So by the end, then we start off with dishwasher. We end up with under the seat. Like, Paul and John, worst people to play that game I've ever seen in my life. Paul, all you would have to do is write down a word, and we'd all be done for like 2 minutes. Like, Paul, what are you doing? You're not drawing anything. You just got to write down words. Like, you know, stuff like a 4-letter word, like tree or something. Man, I hope I spelled it right. Pass it to the next person.
Oh, yikes.
Paul and John, yeah. Did you hear how they moved to Florida?
No. Together?
Yeah. So, for anybody that doesn't know, John Rebar is my cousin. Paul Wagner. Went to school with him, right? So, John, he's a little weird. He's got, like, some crazy ideas all the time. He buys a van. He turns the van into a home.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I, like, see his pictures on Instagram, and he's never in a house. He's, like, always on the beach with dreads.
Yeah. Well, Paul and John decided, hey, let's move down to Florida and live in the van.
Oh, boy.
So they drove down to Florida and lived in his van for a few months and then moved in with his grandma. And then they realized they didn't want to be there no more, so they came back here.
What, does he still live in a van?
No. He actually just bought a house.
It's his condo? His van's his condo now?
Yeah, it's his getaway cabin. His summer home. He can take it anywhere.
That's fucking goofy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, fucking that Vegas shit today.
That's crazy.
50 people dead?
Last I saw, 58 people. Over 500 injured.
Jesus Christ.
That's insane.
They said, the dude's dad was like a notorious bank robber.
I saw that on Twitter, actually, a little bit ago.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he had a nickname and everything.
Yeah, he had, it was in the FBI's, like, top 10
most wanted. I didn't know that.
It was like 62 to 77 or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and then he got caught because he tried to, like, restart his life or some shit. And that dude, the guy that they said shot the people, they were talking about how much that dude gambled.
I saw that too.
It was like 10 grand a night.
Well, recently, like within the last couple weeks.
Oh, so I'm assuming because
he's been planning this
he's
shit.
He's probably like, fuck it.
Yeah. Man, that dude's fucked up.
Well, he's dead now.
Yeah. Did you hear that they were looking for his wife or his girlfriend or his roommate, whatever it was, and she's like, in China?
She dipped?
I don't know. No, they said, I think she was already there, and apparently she doesn't have nothing to do with it, but.
That's what they say.
Who knows? How did this guy get all those guns inside of the hotel?
I don't know.
Like, especially in Vegas. Because, I mean, I used to go deer hunting with my dad all the time. And you bring a shotgun into the hotel, but that's in the middle of nowhere when everybody knows that everybody's deer hunting.
Yeah.
Not Las Vegas bringing in 10 rifles. Just and all that ammo.
What's in there? Nothing. There's gotta be.
And all that ammo, too. That's crazy. Just busted out the window and started killing people. Man, people are messed up.
I saw this one tweet and I was like, it doesn't matter. There's a bunch of people like bringing race into it. Like,
right?
Like, oh my god, he's a white guy and you guys want to say that that's not the way that killers look. And then they post like all the pictures of like all the white killers.
Right. And I seen all this other stuff too. Like they were describing, it was like a thing where they were describing him. And it said like that he was like retired and he was like, they made him sound innocent, right? But it wasn't that they made him sound innocent. It was that they were, like, just trying to say, like, it could be anybody. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was, like, unexpected. And people were saying, like, oh, I'll fix it for you. Just when they were making him to say, like, Jesus. It was a white guy. And it was, like, it doesn't matter,
They're
man.
They're bizarre. People are so bizarre.
Yeah. Especially, and like I said, I tweeted this earlier. Hopefully, even though it's like a shitty thing that happened and it's obviously really like fucked up, but hopefully this will bring the country together from where we're at right now. Because I mean, I saw people were waiting in line like 6-7 hours earlier to donate blood.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's like those people that like call like make it about politics and shit. Those are the same people that are on Twitter like post. I was talking about this in the one podcast. I saw a picture on Instagram of this girl that was like 500-600 pounds, but she had a really pretty face.
Yeah.
And the person that posted it was like, "This is beauty." Hashtag she's perfect or some bullshit. And like,
and did it go into it a was like long a, description?
It was like, no. Oh. Thank God, those are the fucking worst. They're like the paragraph descriptions of a picture of the sky. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? These sun rays tickle my cheeks. What? No, they don't.
They definitely don't do that.
The sun rays. But, no, so it was, like, a pretty, it was, like, a fit chick that posted that. And it was, like, to, like, promote, like, anything is beautiful. And then the guys that commented on the hot chick's picture of the fat chick was, like, "She's beautiful. I wish she was my girlfriend." Like, all this shit just turning into, they were, like, transforming into these pussies.
Yeah, and so you that know it's bullshit. Pussy. It's bullshit. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying, like, somebody's fat. Like,
yeah. It used to be like if you could talk about how, like, smoking and shit is unhealthy, but then somebody's 600 pounds, that's also unhealthy.
Yeah, but yeah, I saw something like that too. Like, they were promoting it at Target. They changed it. They were changing plus size to, I think it was Target, maybe Kmart, something
thick,
like that.
Thick, THICC.
They made it, like, glamorous or something, the glamorous section or fabulous section.
God.
Like, no, it's plus size. Like,
it's plus size.
That's not mean. What was mean, though, I heard this on the radio, too. When I was little, they had the hefty section. I thought that was the most messed up that's shit ever. Like, being little and, like, saying, like, you're hefty. Like, I mean, some people look at it like, that's hefty. Cool. Like, yeah, like, that's cool. Like, hefty, hefty. You know, like the garbage bag.
Dude, if somebody called me hefty, I would be so sad.
Right? Like, they make it sound like, oh, it's, you're going to grow up to be a man, like a worker. Like, no.
Hefty.
Husky.
Yeah. Or if somebody ever called me
maybe
a fatty.
Maybe that's what it was. Husky. Husky. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, Hefty's pretty open about someone husky. Being a fat ass. Husky. Husky section.
One of the two.
Speaking of the radio, you were talking about Rover. And I work at GNC. And one of the guys that came in there, they had, like, a contest where they were going to get blowjobs from robots or something. And he's like, "Hey, man, do you have anything that, like, get your dick hard? Because I'm in this competition on Rovers tomorrow, and we're going to get our dick sucked by robots." I was like, "I got stuff for, like, blood flow." I gave him a sample of it, and my buddy's like, dude. I was listening to Rover, and the guy shouted you out for giving him dick pills.
What? John of GNC, thanks for the dick pills,
bro. Yeah, that's
exactly
what he said. That's exactly what he said. I was like, okay.
That's so, a good shout-out, though, honestly. That's a good plug.
Right?
You should have shouted out the podcast.
Well, I did. It was before the podcast. So, I was on my way over to Luke's house, and I was thinking about globes and why I'm just not a fan of them. Because it's like, you have Google, so you could just search whatever it was you wanted to see. Instead of just spinning a globe around and looking,
honestly offended right now.
Looking at the different colors. And then I walk into Luke's house.
I'm offended.
And I mentioned the globe thing, and he goes, "Dude, I have a globe."
That mixed with the grandfather clock, I'm telling you, makes me feel so much smarter than I actually am. People come over here and they feel like I'm more, like, I have more wisdom because of those two things.
I walked into my friend's house that was the same age as me, and it was like I walked into a 60-year-old man's house.
And you wanted to start asking me about life, huh?
Basically.
That's what I'm here for. Basic. Sessions. Hey, anybody want sessions? $20 an hour.
Yeah. Wow.
Tom Petty died.
Tom Petty did die.
That's bad. I don't really know much about
I was just going to say, we were just talking about this. We don't, Like, if you played a Tom Petty song, we would know it. But to be honest, we're not going to request any Tom Petty.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, if it was on the jukebox and it was on, like, the top played, it probably... Like, I would,
like top 10?
Yeah, I'd play it right now just because he died, I guess. But not a normal night.
Did he sing that song? And I won't back
I think
down.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good song.
That's a really good song.
Right? See, he's got some good songs, but...
Yeah, he did. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Rip TP. You know what else starts with TP? Thorough Park.
Thorough Park. TP? And T-Pain.
What? T-Pain was big when we were in Thorough Park. That was cool.
I remember getting, what was his CD? I don't know what his first CD was called, but it had the...
I'm in Love with the Stripper?
It had that on it, yeah. And like his t-shirt, dude, I remember the cover of it.
Summer Jams 05.
He had like the silver jacket on with a silver top hat, and I thought he had two thick chains, but it was a white t-shirt that had two thick chains as the graphic.
I remember seeing that picture. Real chains?
No.
Bullshit.
I promise you.
I'm going to pull it up right now.
He's looking it up. He's going to be so disappointed. But, like, I got the CD because it had the stripper song on it.
And there was one more that was good on that album, too.
Not really, man.
One more. I'm in Love with the Stripper and...
That's what I was just going to get to. Is that there was... that was before Bartender. There was another song, but I don't remember it.
Is it this one?
Yeah. Oh, it's a gold jacket.
Those are all fake?
Yeah, it's all fake, man.
They do look fake. What the hell?
Yeah, dude, he tricked us.
He did.
We thought he was flexing, and he couldn't even afford to rent a chain for a picture.
Not even fake chains, bro. Like
nothing. I got some fake chains.
If you ever see me with a chain, all the time.
What, fake chains?
Fake jewelry. Why have real jewelry?
You could be like Julio Jones and lose a jet skiing.
Exactly. That's why he said, like, he brought that up. Chad Johnson.
Is that why he brought it up?
He talks about it all the time.
Especially a fucking earring, dude. You know how many times you lose an earring? I'll be pissed. You said Browns. What was Kenny Britt? What did you want to say about Kenny Britt?
Oh, dude, he's trash.
Just that he's trash.
He can't catch the ball. Like, you get paid all this money, and it's not even, like, that he tries either. He, like, walks routes and gives up. And people are, like, people tell him all the time on Twitter that he sucks. So, earlier, he said to somebody that posted a Twitter or a picture yesterday of them standing next to a trash can after the game and said, "Today was a good day, I met Kenny Britt," or something like that. And Kenny Britt said back, "Wow, man, we look like twins," or something else like that. Like, he gets so offended by what people say on Twitter.
Josh Cribbs favorited my tweet yesterday because my little cousin, he's like 7 or 8, plays on Josh Cribbs, like the same football team.
Yeah.
They're for North Royalton. And his name's Izzy. And he is a spitting image of like a little mini Cam Newton. Like, same cleats. He's number one. He's quarterback.
He's probably good.
Has the visor. Dude, all they run.
Quarterback sneak.
Sweep left, sweep right, QB sneak left, and QB sneak right. And, dude, Izzy had like 2 or 3 touchdowns. They won like 36-6. One of the games they won like 42-6.
Yeah.
And my little cousin, he's like, yeah.
That's a good voice.
No, because so they had this. Like, the other team, I forget who they were playing, but they had, like, these big runs, and then the same kid on their team just hawked this kid down and just, like, goal line tackle, and then they would hold him off. And I'm like, Luke, who's that really good kid that, like, was saving all the touchdowns? And he goes, "That's Haji. He's crazy." And then I asked my uncle about him, and I'm like, "Yeah, who's Haji?" Or I think that was his name. I don't know what his name was, but I'm like, "Who's Haji?" And my uncle's like, "Oh, Haji, he's fucking crazy.
He's a crazy kid.
He's like, he'll tackle kids and then smile real big and be like, "Huh, I really hurt you on that play, didn't I?"
That's who's gonna turn out to be a serial killer, man.
I was thinking more like he would turn out to be like Johnny Carbon.
Okay. Hey, I didn't mean he was a serial killer.
No, I know.
You know,
dude's fucking yoked.
Yeah, I know. I used to play with him on Pee Wee, and then now he's fucking huge.
I asked him if he was taking something. He said no.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in years.
That was a random name drop. Right? Oh, Forrest Whitaker dog's attacking me.
Come here. House when we were little, and we'd play like stop sign to stop sign.
Oh, remember dude, that? I remember that. I think that was only one time, wasn't it?
Dude, that was nuts.
We played like, was that just in the street, just touch?
Yeah,
probably, we played maybe. Touch football. It was like 2-on-2 or 3-on-3 at most.
At times, I think it'd be 1-on-1.
And we played football from one stop sign to the other stop sign. Was a touchdown. I think there was one first down in there somewhere halfway.
Had to have been a house or a tree.
Yeah, that house.
Yeah, we're not talking a close stop sign.
Yeah, it wasn't like... It was like two blocks.
Yeah.
Because she had the block, and then there was a street, more cement, and then another stop sign.
Dude, it had to have been like 1,000 feet almost.
Dude, it was probably... More than that. Yeah.
The half a mile.
Yeah, just the half mile touchdown.
Didn't your grandma used to have a fig tree?
No, that was the next house over.
Oh, dude, I remember eating those figs.
They're so, like, do you ever eat a fig now? They're not good.
No, I know, because I had them when I was little and they're nasty.
One time during football, you know how Jeremy Velez was like, he's ineligible.
Paul was telling me the story the other day, dude.
About the fig?
Yeah.
So we're at practice, and this kid, he was ineligible, so he paid the $500 just to practice with us, basically. And, like, one of the older coaches was like, Jeremy, it's a hot day. Go in my car and grab the fig. He's like, we're in high school, mind you. And he's like, what? He's like, go in my car and grab a fig. He's like, dude, I grabbed this fig, and it was sitting in his hot dashboard all day. Because this was during 2-a-days. So this is like 11, so we've been practicing for 4 hours. We've been practicing for 4 hours. The sun's beating down on this windshield, and there's this fruit on his dash. And he's like... Dude, I took a bite of it, and it was so gross. And then, like, so that coach passed away, and I think I asked Jeremy about the fig. I was like, dude, remember when he gave you that fig? And Jeremy was like, yeah, man, I still have it. And I was
like, what?
What? I'm pretty sure that conversation happened. And that was 6 months after. So I hope that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's probably not. That's pretty nasty.
Remember, was that your house or Paul's house? It was like freshman year. The night we drank all those Four Locos.
My house, up in my
bedroom. That was your house, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
How old were we?
Dude, I think we were seniors.
That was senior year?
Yeah, I think so. And I remember like the next morning I'd wake up early and do something, and I was like,
woke up
and there's like, pizza boxes from Little Caesars everywhere, empty Four Loko, like glass all over my floor.
Because of your bong.
Yeah, the homemade bong.
I woke up
and it was like
sleeping
smashed.
On glass. I was like, what happened last night?
That was bad. I just left my room like that, like, all right, man, whatever, fuck it, let's leave. And I left and I came home and I was like, dude, I don't even know how we slept in there.
There was three of us and we split like... Was it 6 Four Loko?
Probably more than that.
8?
Maybe even 10, dude. I don't know.
There were so many Four Locos. They were so
remember
gross.
Remember me and Dane used to give people like $5 and get like 4 Four Locos and just get trashed.
I remember when we would go to your house, we would either drink, smoke, or get rallies. Because it was like the next street over.
Yeah, and we'd go to Little Caesars right there. Baconzilla.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And we'd get like hella pizza for like $5. Hey, yeah. If you give me an extra $2, I'll give you a thing of breadsticks.
You got cash? You got cash. Go there as they're locking the door. Yeah. Just pissed. Remember when you unlocked Spider-Man and
WWE, I think, wasn't it? WWE. Hell yeah.
I don't know how the hell that happened, because you were playing playing it upstairs.
No,
and
no,
I was
no, no.
down on
other way around.
I was downstairs, you were upstairs?
No, we were playing it downstairs.
But I was like
in upstairs sleeping.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you were upstairs sleeping. I was still downstairs in your living room playing like PlayStation 2, yeah. I think like SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain or something.
Dude, that was the game.
Yeah, dude. Like I was playing and like I wanted you to like stay down there and play with me, but you were going upstairs. So I was like, man, fuck this guy. So I went up there and I was like, dude, come on, I unlocked Spider-Man. And you're like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, I did, come on. I really didn't unlock Spider-Man.
You didn't unlock shit.
Nope.
That was, I didn't even have that game. That was from Blockbuster down the street.
Dude, I remember when that used to be the thing.
Blockbuster or Movie Mart, whatever it was.
I remember we used to go there when I would go over your house and like get games all the time.
Blockbuster was the shit.
Netflix is better, though.
I was just going to say, dude, Netflix put them out of business. You know what's crazy? That and Redbox. People were like, that's not going to catch on. Movie Mart or Blockbuster or whatever. They're like, oh, no. People just want the hard copy so they can rewind it every time. Get the fuck out of here.
It's like my girlfriend buys books just so she can have the book. I'm like, man, you can read that
No,
online.
She doesn't.
That whole thing right there is a bookshelf. The reason it's turned around is the dog eats books.
Oh, you're... $700 dog eats books.
$7,000. Dude, you want to see how many books are eating that? Probably at least like 15.
Wait, does she reads the books or just looks at them?
Blair?
Mm-hmm. Does she actually read them?
She says she does. Who knows? I don't know. Who the hell wants to read books?
I don't know, especially when they have the movie. The book's so much better than the movie.
No. Wrong.
Bye.
If you try to tell me that, no. But they go so much more in depth, I don't care. I'm not sitting down reading a 2,000-page Harry Potter book.
Yeah, especially stuff that's not real. If you want to give me like a book like that's going to teach me something, I'm cool with it.
I agree.
But you want me to read it instead of watch the movie?
And even then, like even if it's something I'm going to learn, I'm probably going to skim it. But not like... But, yeah.
Just like high school.
Honestly, in my whole life... Actual books, I don't think I've ever read an actual book in my life.
I don't.
Besides, like, the like, little books in, like, elementary school, that's it. Never, like, an actual chapter, like, novel, never.
I wonder what it would be like if we walked, like, into Thoreau Park. Like, if everything would just be so small.
I want to. Like, I've been thinking about that. I picture, like, I remember that big-ass mural outside the gym.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that school is weird looking.
Or, like, well, this would be weird.
They could use a grandfather.
But, like, just, like, just seeing, like, the little kid urinal would be super weird. It sounds like, sexual or something, but I promise it's not.
Yeah. Dude, I remember the kids that used to go into the bathroom, you know, like, when you'd take, like, bathroom breaks as a class, and they would drop their pants all the way down to their ankles and stand there, butt-ass naked.
I have an uncle that still does that.
Are you serious?
He just did that this weekend at our clam bake.
Was he drunk?
Very.
Yeah. Maybe the kid at school is drunk.
Maybe. Probably.
Remember that time in 8th grade? Weren't we in, like, what was it, that science class? Oh, Froberg? Shit. You know what I'm talking about? Weren't
the lady
you in that
with
class
the,
with me?
The toe thumbs? She had weird thumbs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that her?
Point to your
yes! She would point with her fucking toe, it looked like.
Yeah, for sure. And Alex was in that class? Alex? Dude, he randomly hit me up on Instagram, like, a year ago, out of nowhere. Like, dude, I was thinking about you, so I found you on Instagram and decided to message you. All right, cool.
Your dog kind of looks like a wolf, or like coyote. Your dog's very coyote-like.
Yeah, well, they came from dingoes in Australia.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck is it? Dingo.
Australian cattle dog.
Oh, cattle dog.
You know what John Rebar described her as? He said she looks like a blueberry muffin.
Well, I got nothing to say to that. It's not.
Right? Back to my other point about Froberg's class, when I asked her how big your anus was, when you guys convinced me to
how
big her anus was.
We did stupid shit and how big is your anus?
Yeah, and she just didn't even say she'd get out. She just sent me to the principal's office.
She literally just said, get out.
And I was like, I was dead serious when I went down there like, what? What's wrong? Like, I don't understand. I asked her a question. We're talking about space. I said, how big is your anus?
Remember Mr. Opencar's class? Drive by.
Yeah. Dude, he was so
He's like,
mad.
Both of you, get out.
And who else was in that? Corey Gonzalez?
We had a squad in that class.
Right?
But do you remember throwing snowballs over the trailer?
Dude, I forgot about that, man. I just remember he was so mad. It was freezing outside.
It was so cold.
And we didn't even have a hoodie or nothing. We were just sitting there, t-shirt and pants.
Because
like,
it was sixth grade. We want to be the cool kids. Yeah, don't wear a jacket when it's cold.
And then he came out. Didn't he apologize to us for kicking us out in the snow?
I think so.
He was cool. He was like a little midget dude. I remember he used to always talk about we were going to go back and like be huge compared to him.
Yeah.
I haven't been back ever.
One time he bought me pizza for lunch. I vacuumed his class.
Really? Oh, dude, I remember he used to be cool like that. Yeah. Remember he had that water, like, water thing in there, 5 gallons of water, and he wouldn't let us drink it.
Yeah.
And then he was gone for, like, a month or two because somebody, like, his dad died or his father-in-law died or something. We had that substitute, and we used
forever.
It.
Forever. Yeah, we drank all the water.
He came back and it was gone, and he was pissed.
I forgot about that.
Pissed.
We drank all the water.
That's what it was there for, so we didn't have to go all the way back into the building.
Yeah, and he never let us.
Never.
He'd give us the pass to go.
He's like, that's for an emergency, yeah, because who knows when I'm going to need 5 gallons of
water. Yeah,
because
we're
going to
get fucking nuked and be stuck in this trailer.
In a trailer. If we get nuked and we're in a trailer, we're fucked anyways.
There was a... I tried to explain this on a podcast. Like, there's no way... Try to make that sound like it was a privilege to be in a trailer.
It had air conditioning. That was it.
I was like... Cause I was like, I was like, they put us in a trailer, and while I was saying it, it still wasn't the way I wanted it to sound.
But we felt so cool.
I know.
We
were like a different part. Yeah.
We felt like we were in a different, completely different school, even though we still went to recess.
Yeah.
We felt like we were already in middle school, but like, all right, recess break. All right, cool. Remember indoor recess?
They sucked. Especially when we were in the trailer.
Yeah, for real, we'd be stuck in there. It'd be raining. We'd be sitting in there, nothing to do.
Snowy.
And the new nades were always bitches.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
Nothing,
for indoor
dude.
Recess.
It came to the point where like it was
just
in school
fucking
suspension.
Sit at your desk.
Yeah, everybody do homework.
What?
What the fuck? Recess?
This is my fun time.
For real. When did we start like hanging out? Were you in my fourth grade class, Miss Egna? You were, right?
I was in your third grade class too, I think. That's Dirk.
No, I had the other one, Garrick, in third grade. Fourth grade, I think, is when...
Oh, maybe that is what it was.
Egna? Did you have Egna?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember during the ACTs or the OGTs, whatever the hell they were called at the time.
Yeah.
We were, like, taking the erasers off all the pencils and whipping them at the teacher when she put them on the board. And she'd turn around and we'd be right doing our test. And then I would turn in all these pencils with no erasers.
Oh, yeah, we would bite the erasers off so you get more ammo.
Yeah. And we turn in pencils with no erasers. Like, oh, I wonder who did that.
Somebody chucked one of those really big erasers. Somebody had one of those ones that you like buy just the eraser, and
that
they
one
threw
kid
it.
Brandon, he was
Brandon,
the kid that was in our class. He was only at our school for like 2 years.
Did they call him Rush?
No.
Who's that?
Rush?
Yeah, wasn't
that
Brandon?
Was Brandon Crisso, but me and him used to be best friends.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know who.
I haven't
Brandon
talked to him
was,
in so. Years either. No.
What else do we do in fuck? Elementary school, that was stupid. Alright. So we're gonna wrap this one up. But so actually this is gonna be a good little test because we'll find out if because JC's was like an hour, over an hour. And this one's 33 minutes. So because she's really upset because so our buddy Sternick, he he's been on 2 times, she's been on 3, and his 2 episodes, one has, like, 90 downloads, and the other one has 100, and JC's got, like, no, it's, like, 13, 26, 33, and she's, like...
Were the topics Kardashians? That's why.
Just talking shit. All right, so if you guys listen to this one, I don't know. If you listen to this one, then... your Team Luke. Or you might just say, oh my god, I love your podcast.
Team Luke is the way to go.
You heard it there.
The cult followers.
Yes!
Look, the only way I'm part of the cult, I'm telling you, if I'm second in command, I'm the VP.
The VP?
I gotta be the VP.
Can I think about it?
I gotta have some kind of billet.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, dude, I want a cult so bad. I don't know why.
Who's the VP gonna be if it's not me?
I don't know. I guess it probably would be you.
It better be me.
Yeah, I don't want, like, a weird cult where, like, we, like, do weird shit to each other.
No, it'd be like a motorcycle club without the motorcycles.
Kinda. Or the assless chaps, though. Because don't want those.
All right.
I just shaved my butt the other day, so My butt would be real cold.
Yeah.
Don't know why I told you that. Don't know why I told you guys that. But, yeah, true story. So, if you guys want to join the cult, anybody's welcome.
It's a friendly cult.
It's a very friendly cult. We're, like I said, we're going to drink Kool-Aid, but it's going to be, like, good Kool-Aid. Not, you're not going to die, because it's a free cunch. So, so I don't want to kill you. So you guys could all be my children. mine and Luke's children. You could be our children.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
See, it sounds good. Like I said, I don't want to do weird stuff. I just want people to do whatever I tell them to.
But calling people your children is a little weird. But, I mean, who cares?
My kitties? Is that better?
Yeah.
My kitties. Oh, yeah. So, the answer of would you rather your shirts be two sizes too big all the time or one size too small all the time? What would you rather it be? Luke?
I mean, I gotta say too big. Because who wants a small shirt, man?
Small shirts are so embarrassing.
So uncomfortable, too.
It's the worst.
But if I had to wear a double XL shirt, that shit would be huge. I would be wearing a dress. It would be a sundress.
Yeah, I'd be wearing 3X.
Or a romper.
I'd be wearing 3X.
That's
too big.
That's huge.
It's too big.
It's for a dude that's like 6'6".
You ghetto?
70.
You soldier boy? Don't wear 2X. 3X. It's too big. It's a free cunch. Buy the shirt that fits you. Okay? So, back to if you're 600 pounds, buy the shirt that fits you.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a nightgown.
Team too big.
You're going to wear a lot of loose clothes. Oh, God. I got dog ass in the face.
And my rap name is Toucans, by the way.
His rap name's Toucans. So, I appreciate you guys for listening. And be in my cult. Have a nice night. And don't put a globe in your house.
Or do.
Until next time, peace.